Here we go. Hi, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm a little, scattered. I had a dinner out.
Yeah. I'm afraid we're
Yeah.
gonna pay the price for
We
that,
are all
America.
going to pay the price for my dinner out. And
Oh, dear.
the other thing is, I didn't tell
Uh-oh.
you this pre-call, but I had to miss like the last 10 minutes of today's episode because I had a very important phone
Shoot.
call from a woman from France, and I, couldn't really turn it down.
Ooh. Ah,
I'm
bonjour.
ooh, ooh la la, related to my other life. And I was just like, what, when somebody's calling from France, you can't be like, whatever, I'm watching my story.
You
So,
can't? 'Cause one of
well,
the kids, a teacher from the school, called right in the middle of hospital today, and I almost
You
said,
blur up.
"Listen, damn it." I
You
got
blur
hospital in the
up.
middle. I
I know, I'm
almost
like,
did.
this is my job now. But I
Yeah.
was like, I don't know if people understand. I'm not ready to show that side of myself to everybody. So
Okay. So
I
these
don't know what
other
happened in the
sides
last
are
10 minutes.
all right. Well, now I can't. I don't know if I, let's see what did happen.
I mean, it
Son of
was
a
a
bitch.
huge action day. Today was like action, action, action.
Yeah.
Action,
Okay.
Jackson kind of,
All right. So
wasn't it?
what's the first piece of action that you would like to talk about?
So, Valentine has been shot and Drew has been shot. And as far as I know, last time I saw
Oh, that's
Drew,
right.
Drew was floating in the water. And
Yes. Yes.
Valentine has been helicoptered off somewhere. We don't really know what
Right.
his status is.
That's
But
correct.
what did
Yes.
do we find out what happened to Drew at the end? That's what I'm
We
wondering about.
do. We do, Gia.
Drew,
I
okay,
didn't know
so
if you
what
wanted to
happened?
jump all the way to the end,
Well,
but
yeah, just let me know because I don't know.
all right. So Peter's at the wheel of a car. Drew gets in as if they're still sort of partners, as if Drew is
Oh,
under the
as he's still
spell
under
of,
his spell. Okay, yeah. How did he get out of
So
the water? And I mean, wasn't he shot and bleeding and
just
drowning?
floating there lifelessly. Yeah, I
Yeah.
feel like we're getting like big blocks of like movement kind of cut out,
Yeah.
edited out, and I don't know how I feel about that, but why couldn't they have sort of cut out a big block of Portia and what's
Oh,
Curtis's
Jason, that's
conversation?
a little snarky, huh?
A little bit. Well,
Snarkola.
it's just
Woo.
weird how we got like every sentence of that,
Yeah.
conversation,
I okay, so that's kind of like that was sort of the meat of the episode was Portia and Curtis. And I was like,
And
okay,
we
so we're
still
supposed to pay
didn't
attention to
really,
Portia and Curtis, but
right,
what?
but I feel like we still didn't really learn much, or nothing that was really all that compelling. I mean, we knew
Well,
Curtis had a history and
yeah, but I guess we wonder now we've got the mystery guy in the hat.
which,
So
yeah.
like we wonder like, okay, maybe that's Curtis's dad. He didn't really die. He just took
Right,
off or
right.
something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, but I believe that's what's his name from Major Crimes in the hat.
Oh, in the
Yeah.
hat. Oh, I didn't
Yeah.
know that. Okay, all
I
right.
think so. I didn't look it up or anything.
I thought you were gonna say he was like a famous blues musician or
No,
something,
but
and he was gonna.
interesting. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. It was interesting. He was asking about the music thing and everything.
Right,
And
right. I
like, does
figured
anybody
maybe he
wear
was
a
gonna.
hat anymore like that? I don't feel like they do.
Huh.
No,
Well,
it was odd. So
yeah, a little
anyway,
bit.
like we're trying to make some big move to a new Curtis storyline, which is
Yeah.
awkward. I give you that's very
Yeah.
awkward. And
Yeah, and I
I'm
like
gonna,
Curtis. I wanted him
yeah.
to have a more interesting story,
Yeah, well, we're leaving the Jordan thing behind, so we've got to come up with
Right.
something new. And I guess they just gotta
Yeah.
awkwardly lay it all out at once. And
I guess.
yeah, but
Yeah.
yeah, it did seem a little awkward.
Yeah.
But on a much more frivolous note, what did you think of Portia's dress?
I don't know.
You are hard to please on the fashion level.
I know, and I know that doesn't make any sense,
It
but
really doesn't. People don't have no idea, but
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much. It doesn't have that much to do with Portia's dress, but over the weekend was the homecoming dance at the local high school, and I had to
where
transport a
you
child.
are. Sure, yeah. Was she in
So I
that
had
outlandish outfit or something that you were trying to not say anything about, or
no.
what?
I had a hand in picking out her outfit. We had to buy
Oh, I would have
something.
loved to have been a fly on the wall for that.
I
Oh
know.
my
I know.
gosh, that's funny.
It was the
You helped,
fastest
yeah.
dress purchase in the history of
Aw,
humankind.
that's so
Because
sweet. She wore a dress.
she wore a
Aw,
dress, but I'll tell you, these other girls, they were, I mean, it
were
was,
they
you know,
slutty?
very
Was it
short,
slutty?
very slutty, very, very,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
completely slutty. And I thought, you know, thought back to Esme's little dress, which was nothing compared to what these girls were wearing. So I don't know what girls are wearing today in the rest of the
Esme's
world, but.
little dress is like a weird combo of like Laura Ingalls and Laura Ashley. Like a weird, like I don't even
Yeah,
know what that is.
I don't
Maybe they're just
either.
bringing back that kind of 70s vibe, you know? Like
Don't
I don't know
know.
what's going on there. But
But
that's
anyway,
so
that was a
sweet
bit of an
that your
aside.
girl wore a dress to homecoming and that she went to homecoming. That's so sweet.
Yeah,
Okay.
I guess. Sure.
Aw.
Anyway,
I'm sorry that you had to be her advisor for that, but
I'm sure she was too. It's like having your dad take you dress shopping.
you take her to the
But,
Target boys department or something.
oh, well, close. Rennie's. They
Well,
had like
Rennie's,
exactly
a
three
main
dresses.
adventure. Oh my gosh,
I know.
Rennie's.
Yeah, there was
You
like
know I
nothing
did a
to
Rennie's
choose from.
commercial once, but
I know. I know.
it's
That's
very
where,
exciting. And my husband kept screwing it up and singing, Rennie's, it's a main adventure.
Oh,
Like,
no, like
no.
Joey.
I know. And he
Who's that?
kept doing this, like, and they kept saying, no, it's just a main adventure. Like, what? It was like noodle soup, you know, all
Connor.
over them.
Yeah,
I know.
yeah.
I was like, oh my God,
Wow.
we're going to get cut from this, but I think we made it, but I don't know how long those last, but
I don't know. I don't know. But
anyway, okay,
wow, we
General
went off on
Hospital.
a
Okay. Oh, we
tangent
went off
there.
on a real life tangent there. I apologize,
Yeah.
America.
All right. Well, let's get back.
Okay.
Okay. So Portia and Ava had a conversation.
Yep.
Again, it seemed like it could have been an interesting conversation, but I didn't
Yep.
really think it was.
Yeah. Like
I
they
don't
tried to
know.
build some tension there by Portia saying, I don't, you know, agree with how you handled that. And
Yeah, and why not? I mean, I still I'm not really clear on why not.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And the turtleneck is still in action,
Still, yeah.
even though we had some wardrobe changes in other parts, but
Yep,
you know.
and she's, you know, she's
It's a
moved from
turtleneck
one
out to a
location
club
to
at night.
another. Yeah. Poor Prit, boy, she's
I
a
mean, you know, she's a beautiful woman, and maybe a
Yep.
beautiful woman can carry off a turtleneck at a nightclub, but you know, I
Yeah.
never could.
Yeah. That was the turtleneck that held us back. Yes. Yes,
Was
indeed.
just cold. I mean, in my defense, I lived in cold climates.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah,
would
that,
like to
and I.
say though, I'm
Go
sorry, go
ahead.
ahead. Did you have
No,
a thought
you
about?
go.
Well, I was thinking that I did enjoy a few things very much. First,
Oh,
when
okay.
Britt got Jason to cooperate, and then Scotty came in, and they had their little powwow. And
Scotty,
Scotty's
there's nothing that's
browser
not
history.
enjoyable about Scotty. I mean, he's just, they're
Yeah.
letting him like be Scotty. It's so good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's funny like to see him with Jason, I think, because you
Yeah.
know they both have such sort of mild contempt for each other, I
Yeah.
guess I would call it. I don't know, maybe it's deeper for Scotty, but he, you know, or of course he's got to rely on Jason at this point. So I enjoyed that a lot, and I like seeing Jason and Britt working together. You know, I like
Yeah,
them having an
I
excuse to be
know.
sort of thrown together. I don't know if they need to go to Greece, but they
I
still
was wondering, are they going to take it to Greece? Is there going to be a, you know, are they going to be like sequestered in a cabin alone? Is
right,
that, you
right.
know, like
Yeah,
the
that seems
usual,
like
like,
that's where it's
yeah.
headed, but it's
Is
kind
that
of
where
more
we're going? Yeah.
interesting when they're out in the world together, you know, or
Yeah.
I mean, like the Port Charles world, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of a good team. But I was wondering, like, it looked to me like they were headed off on the, like, of the adventure, which will bring the romance, which, you know, blah, 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 the usual soap opera thing. It is a soap opera, so what do you, you know, like, we can't ask more of it than
I
like Brit a lot, and, I don't know. I mentioned the other day that I was going to try and engage more in social media of the various personalities and what have you. And so I liked a page called, what is it called? General Hospital Snark or something like that on Facebook. And it is kind of funny, but I feel like I might want to get rid of it just because it's coloring my views.
I don't like that much input.
But I wanted to tell you that apparently everyone hates that dress that Carly is wearing, the snake dress.
The snake dress. All right.
Like, so. You're not alone in that. I didn't even really notice it, but you're not alone.
That's good.
But I kind of feel like that dress and Portia's dress might be from the same department of JCPenney or something.
I think you're right. Yes, the same line.
Sort of silky, you know. Which, you know, they're both so beautiful that anything they wear, it's going to be lovely. But
they deserve slightly better, I think.
What you think so? Yeah. I came up with another cool hypothetical thing. You know how I had the, like, who would you want to have lunch with and who would you want to have seen with? Yeah. I thought, here's a hypothetical, and this is a weird one, but whose wardrobe would you want?
Oh, boy, that's easy.
That's easy? Who?
Jason's.
I guess I should have said it has to be like gender specific.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you sort of shot that, the air out of that one. Okay.
Did you have an answer for that one?
I like Carly's, you know, in spite of the snake dress, but, you know, Carly's, you know, wears some sharp blazers and stuff. And I mean, if I were like a cute little teenager, I would take one of the teenager outfits. But, but, you know, just thinking wardrobe wise, what would you like to wear?
Okay. All right. But,
you know, I didn't think you'd go for a male, you know.
You didn't? Do you not know me at all, Gia?
I should have thought that through a little bit.
Okay, so let's see. Did you have any other sort of favorite scenes or moments that stayed with you from just, we've only had a couple of days so far this week.
Yeah, it hasn't been much. And to be honest, I was like sort of half watching today. I was trying to get other crap done during the episode. I know, it's terrible. And it's so weird. Like, you know, I do love all things James Bond, and you would have to say that today's episode was kind of an action James Bondian kind of vibe, but I don't like it when the soaps do it. I don't know why.
Yeah, they can't really pull it off, can
Maybe
they?
Maybe that's why.
They don't have the budget to do it, like, really full do on, it right. I don't think. Yeah. You know?
I mean, they have some cool stylistic things, like Drew floating in the water. You know, that was a nice stylized sort of image I just am not as interested when they go into that, and I have a hard time believing that Robert, who's what is like 90 years old, you know, is out there like, they're like, Robert and Anna are like, you know, well, we can do this better than you two.
I know, like that's like, the best the on, WSB you know? Has got. You know.
And then they had the guy that, like, won the contest that's supposed to be guarding Sam and Dante that, you know, lets him go. He was kind of funny.
That was weird. That was all weird.
Yeah, all of it was a little weird. And I don't know. It's just all weird.
I kind of get the feeling, I don't know, maybe, like, a bunch of writers quit or something. So they're just having to, like, fill in the blanks in these scripts.
Maybe they were like told they had to all get the COVID vaccine, and they were like, "No, we're out of here." You know,
because it feels like they're having to like ad lib or like push scenes together. It's just kind of weird to me.
Well, and the whole—I mean, I don't know if I've ever really thought too hard about all the plot intricacies, but it's like the whole this whole like Drew, Mr. Sheffield, the Cassadines. I almost said the Kardashians. The Cassadines, and then you know, all the plot lines are woven together somehow. But for the life of me, if I had to write it down, I don't think I could.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that's on purpose, but it just seems so blurry. And
yes, I agree. Yeah, I think so too. And I think if I don't know how hard they're trying to get newer, younger viewers, but the Cassadine thing is just not going to hook anybody, I don't think.
Yeah, Cassadines, I don't know. The Greek thing, I don't know. I mean, it's a little, it seems a little tired. Cassadine thing seems a little tired. But then, you know, is the mob thing a little tired too?
Yes,
You know, it's
that's
like,
also a little bit tired. Yeah. I feel
it's
like there's enough
interesting.
drama without these like massive kind of evil organizations, you know.
Right. Yeah,
I don't
just
know.
people's personalities might be enough.
And
But
when sorry, go ahead.
I was just thinking about, like, you've been watching the show longer than me. You pulled me into it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And I think even way back when I was sort of half paying attention, I think the mob thing was already happening.
It's been a long time.
And it's
Don't
sort of
remember.
a central force of the whole storyline. Like, a lot of it revolves around Sonny or relationships to Sonny or the mob, or, you know, and I was wondering, like, before Sonny, what were the driving forces of the soap
Oh,
storyline?
well, you know, you had a lot of Quartermain drama for a long time, and then the
Like Quartermain
Cassadines.
business stuff.
Well, and you know, affairs and stuff like that, you know, sort of your classic kind of stuff. And then the Cassadines entered the picture, and they were, you know, that's where it seemed like, you know, anything could happen, anything was possible if the Cassadines were involved, you know, and that it became a little outlandish. But speaking of outlandish, I was thinking it would have been fun if when Drew had emerged from the water, if he had had amnesia again. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun if there was like just always one character that didn't know who the hell he was, you know,
Had to go to
had to go to
Nixon
Nixon
Falls,
Falls.
to rehabilitate with Phyllis. That
Anyway.
would be funny. But so we don't know. So he was shot, but somehow emerged from the water, and that was just never revealed to us, like how he got out or
And
whatever.
we don't know. Well, did you see the part where he pushed Peter and looked like he had escaped from the cell?
No,
Or was that
I
okay?
was on the phone to France, I'm telling
Okay, so
you.
it's going to be your new excuse. So Peter came into the jail cell, and Drew was had like Liesel's advice fresh in his mind, you know, to focus on Scout so that.
How did he get out of the water? We don't know.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So when Peter entered the cell, there was a skirmish between him and Drew, and it appeared that Drew had sort of escaped. And then, kind of next thing we know, it's another one of those gaps, it seemed like to me, where suddenly, you know, people are running on the bridge, including our elderly friends, Anna and Robert. So Peter shot Valentine and Drew. Drew fell in the water. And then when we cut to the end where Drew's like getting into the car with Peter, he was taking off. Maybe he had a vest on or something. I don't remember. But it made you wonder if the whole thing between the two of them had
Oh,
been
was a
staged
staged, like,
earlier. And I don't know if that's what they want us to believe. It seems like it's, you know, they didn't try very hard to make it work, I don't think. I don't know.
All
Or
right.
else Drew is pretending that he was going along with Peter, but he really knows exactly
But he
what's going
knows
on,
he's been
you know?
conditioned, and he's okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
so
Liesel, I mean,
whatever.
Liesel was giving him all kinds of good advice, and you know,
Right,
so
right.
maybe
And we
he's
still don't know exactly where Liesel is in all this.
right. Okay.
So. Anyway, but yeah, I thought Scotty, was it yesterday? Scotty's little speech about her and her being his schnitzel
His
and stuff.
schnitzel, yeah,
I
they're
thought
so
that was all
funny. It's
funny and
cute.
cute.
Very
Yeah.
cute. Yeah.
I
Love
like
the
it when
Scotty stuff.
characters who are kind of opposed, like Scotty and Jason, I like it when they're kind of brought together and sort of forced to cooperate to the point where maybe they kind of develop a bit of a tolerance for each other, you know?
Well, you feel like Jason just tolerates the entire world,
Right,
really.
right. And
Like,
he is back, do you notice he's kind of back to being the guy who doesn't say very much now that
yeah,
Sonny's
they just
back.
show him like looking at somebody and then looking away, and then
Must be a relief not to have to memorize any
But
lines
all those
anymore.
lines, and I feel like he should get paid less, because he's really.
I
But I guess the eye action is very important, that,
Yeah, and then the mouth, there's a little bit of a smirk sometimes.
Good stuff. But I don't know. I don't know. My interest lies in the whole Nina, Mike, Jason, Carly, that whole quadrangle. That quadrangle there, this action
Quadrangle.
stuff is, I don't know, the Drew thing. I mean, Drew, like, kudos, Drew. Like, you've been to the gym like every day of your life, freaking every day of your life. That, like, shirtless stuff. I know they're getting their money's worth with the shirtless scenes. Sure. But the action stuff, I just feel like you're right. I guess the budget isn't where it could be to be a Bond-like thing.
Yeah, and I think
I
what
don't know.
makes all the characters kind of interesting is how they interact with all the other characters we know. And if they're taken out of that setting, you know, and there's just like in this
Yeah,
weird,
it's just
I don't
action.
know.
But I guess they have to move plot lines forward and everything. But yeah, I'm just worrying more about the, like, what's happening with Brooklyn and Maxie and that kind of stuff.
I mean, when
I
you
guess
think
that's the
about
girly stuff, but
Well, I don't know. I also like if you think back to like some of your favorite like episodes or scenes, usually it's when they're just kind of like sort of more real moments, right? You know?
The action stuff is, I don't know. I never enjoyed back in the day when it was like Luke and Laura and Lucky on the run
On the
kind of
run,
stuff. And yeah, all those sort of action-y fake them in costume, and it's like that may have been the big money scenes. I don't know, but I like they always seemed sort of comic and I don't know. But
Oh
anyway,
well.
that's where
Anyway.
we're at now. And anyway, okay. Did you have any
So,
more fashion criticisms or shout outs you wanted to give, or how did you feel about Ava's blouse in the scene, like they're all at the what's that bar called? What is Curtis's bar?
The Savoy.
The Savoy, yeah. The Savoy?
Yeah.
Savoy. Savoy?
Savoy,
Savoy.
Savoy. I guess it's the
Okay.
Savoy. I don't know. I was more focused on the shininess of her face. I thought
Oh,
she
they
needed
didn't
a
get the
little
powder on there?
powder
Okay.
or something. And there's been
Oh.
that's been a an issue
Has
for
that been
a
a
few of
problem?
them.
Oh, gee.
Yeah,
Did
I
you
don't
know
know.
the artist they were talking about when Curtis was telling his whole museum story, backstory about
Oh,
going to
do
museums?
they
Like,
talk about Magritte a little bit?
yeah, did you know who that was?
I don't know.
Oh, you're so cultured. It's like, I
You're
should have looked
talking
that
France. Talk to your friend
up.
in France about Magritte.
What? She's a harmonica player. I know she'd know the she might, but
She might, yeah. Oh dear. But yeah, what was there? The ball was called like the Chuck. That was
what?
when they that's where they were, right? That's where Portia and Curtis had come from, was like some gala called the
Yeah,
Chuck. Yeah, I
it
thought
was
they said
called
it
the
was called the
Chuck.
Chuck, as in like Port
Oh,
Charles, I
Port
think.
Charles. Okay, right. But I didn't know Magritte, so when they were talking about that, I was like, they've just introduced this new aspect of Curtis's personality, and they're gonna expect us to buy it just like on the spot. But okay, I'll buy it. Whatever, whatever. I'm
Yeah,
easy that way.
I don't know. I still feel like there were so many other directions they could have gone with Curtis that would have been
Who do
more
you think the
interesting.
man in the hat is? Is that going to be his, like,
Well,
long lost father that he thinks is dead, or?
that seems like that's how they're setting it up, right? So
Yeah, that was my
we'll
first
see.
thought, but.
Yeah, I mean, at first they made it look like this was going to be somebody sinister, right? Who was going to
Yeah,
do
kind of,
something bad. Because they kept going on about how, you know, they were glad Curtis was safe and had gotten out of the, you know, all these dangerous, you
Right.
know,
Yeah.
careers and everything, you know, and it just felt like they were like maybe he was going to get his head blown off at any moment.
Wow.
But then the guy sat down and you know, was chatting up the waitress or, you know, and it seemed like, oh yeah, all right, I guess
I
that's
feel
his
like
dad.
that waitress should be given a real role too, because she's been on there a few times and she's
Yeah,
a pretty
yeah.
solid presence. I like
Uh-huh.
her.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought maybe we were just headed for some live music scenes like we used to get at Luke's club, you know? Remember Luke's club when he'd have some actual. Didn't he have
Yeah.
BB King on there at one point? I
Yeah, maybe,
think he
maybe.
did. God. I don't know, but I'd like that a little more.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll happen. I feel like this guy's gonna be a musician.
Yeah. Did you watch Major Crimes at all? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I only watched it a little bit. No, I don't. I didn't recognize that
Okay.
guy.
Well, he was killed off on there. But yeah, he was a big character on there. So that'd be cool. You know, it'd be cool, and they won't do it, but I kind of thought, wouldn't it be cool if they like just instantly, unexpectedly killed off Valentine and Drew?
I was
Like just
thinking
like
that would
that.
be, yeah, I know. I was thinking that,
Like
you know,
not
it would have
cool,
been
but bold,
right.
bold.
Yeah, I know. I know. When it looked like Drew was dead, I thought, well, yeah, wouldn't that be funny if they just nipped
Wouldn't
that in
that,
the
yeah,
bud
brought
after
him
all
back
of
and just
this
killed
time,
him
you know?
off just like that. That would be something, but they won't do it, but it would be
No, they
something
wouldn't
if
do
they did.
that. I don't
Yeah.
think so, no.
Yeah,
But
and
now we have to.
Valentine, yeah.
Yeah, so now we'll see where Peter and Drew are headed, and yeah, the rest of our friends, I guess. I feel like Jason and Britt's timing in getting to Greece is a little bit off, right?
For them to have a love affair, you mean?
I
Or
mean, to like get
to
involved
be
in any sort
affected
of
at.
rescue operation,
Oh,
unless
yeah, of a
Liesl is
lethal, yeah.
trapped somewhere, you know, I guess they could still
Yeah.
find Liesl, but I
I
don't know.
kind of hope they don't do that. The usual, like, oh, we're trapped in a cabin with no electricity and there's a big storm, you know.
Yeah.
So we better
Yeah.
sleep together. That's a standard operating procedure.
Yeah, that's all you can do when you're trapped in a
I
storm.
know, I know. And we've all done it, sure. But,
Yeah.
but I was just kind of hoping they wouldn't go for that, you know, like
Yeah.
be a little more complicated because they've got a pretty complicated storyline set up
Yeah.
with Jason, Carly, Sonny, Nina,
Yeah.
that whole thing, and to
Right,
have him
right.
just throw in with Brit again, and I would hope that Brit wouldn't fall for it, you know, because she's been pretty strong about like, you know, I'm not going to be anybody's sloppy seconds here, and
Right. But they
so I
do
hope
seem
she.
to be sort of maneuvering it so that it's going to be Carly, Sunny, and Nina. It seemed a little
Yeah,
bit like,
yeah.
and it maybe just m pulling Jason out of that. I don't
Right.
know.
I suppose so.
I don't,
It's
I mean, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but it looks like that's what's
does look
happening.
like it's headed that way. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll stay with it because we love it, you know.
Yeah.
They're storytellers. We need the stories. I
We
don't
need
know
the
why we
stories.
need the stories, but we do need the
Oh,
stories.
we definitely, absolutely need the stories. Yeah.
Why do
Yeah.
we need the stories? It's just a human brain needs a story all the time.
Yeah. I mean, what would we be left with if we took away all these stories?
I
Just like
don't know.
eating food and going to the bathroom and sleeping.
Well, yeah, so you add a story in, and that's a full life, I guess.
Yeah, that's
But
right. That's
are we
right,
just
sister.
conditioned, you know, because. What do you want me to
We're
say,
gonna
Paul? Because
girl, we're supposed to
girl,
try
yeah,
to call each
that's right,
other
girl.
girl.
It doesn't feel natural.
No, it doesn't. Nobody's
But
buying
you
that.
know, we're read stories from childhood on, you know, nighttime, bedtime stories. Is that why we're just conditioned to need a constant story going on in our heads all the time? Like, not our own story?
Well, yeah. I mean, we like to talk about our stories with other people,
Do
our own
we? I don't
personal
know.
stories. Well,
Yeah,
plenty
I'm
of people
kind of
write
stuck.
memoirs. I don't
Really
know.
sick of mine. But I'll tell you what, like I'm a nerd and I go to the library and I check out library books. I'm sorry, you know, like sue me, whatever. I do that. And
Calm down.
Anyway, so I also, at the same time, I watch a lot of crime drama and I
Yeah.
read a lot of crime fiction. I don't know
Yeah.
why. I'm not a
Well,
criminal person. I don't know what it is about that, but
there's the suspense, so it hooks you,
yeah.
and then trying to figure out people's motives and stuff like that. That I
I
don't know,
I
that's
think that
interesting.
I'm more shallow than that. I have a love of like sets and stylized. I like
Yeah.
stylized things. I like stylized formats or something, and like
Yeah, like
seeing
the
what people.
genre.
Yeah, I like genres. Anyway, I started two different library books last night, and they were both like about child abductions. And I couldn't take it because I'd seen too many crime dramas about child abductions, and I was like, I can't take it. So I like found some other storyline, but I have to have a story going all the time. I don't know. It's just a weird. So I don't know if I, like to me, it's like fascinating to think about. Do we want stories for distraction?
Yeah, I think that's
Something
a
that's
big part of it.
completely other, like fantasy. Or do we want stories to like validate what we're going through? Like
Well,
reality.
both. I feel like sometimes hospital serves that purpose. Rarely. But mostly it's a very nice distraction,
I guess distraction. I don't know. Like,
I mean, if there's something that you're fretting over in life and you start watching Hospital, I feel like you get a break from that, whatever that is, and that's nice.
It's not as much that, like when you think to the 80s and like Dynasty,
Yeah, I don't know what
like
that
sort of
was.
the, yeah, I didn't really watch much of that, but you know what I guess I'm getting at, like the sort of it was so like glamorous, it was like so not your life that it was a like the fantasy was a distraction. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
guess. Yeah, it seemed like that went a little, I don't know. It was a little over the top. It was harder
Or
to
like
imagine
Dallas,
any of
maybe
that.
going further back, Dallas, like rich people, like this is so not your life that
I
it's a
guess you could live
distraction.
vicariously through them if you wanted.
Like evening gowns and I don't know. I don't know. It's just the human brain. It's kind of interesting to me, like why are we attracted to this constant story in your head kind of thing? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, these
Well.
are my ponderings. I
Yeah.
guess I'm I guess that's all I have to say really on it.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's see. So we've got 2 days under our belt, and we'll probably wrap up the rest of the week over the weekend,
Okay.
right?
I'll try to make sure I catch every minute and not be
No calls from Europe,
phone calls to
please.
France anymore.
Or
Yeah,
tell them to call you
I'm
after
sorry, my
hospital.
story. Yeah, I kind of tried to put it off till 3, but it sort of happened before then. But
All
I
right.
apologize for that. And yeah, I'll try to have some more exciting info. But we need to get back to like the meaty stuff, and not this action scene stuff, in my humble opinion.
Yes, I think you're right.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay,
All right,
June.
Keish, and have a lovely evening, and we'll catch up in a few more days here.
Yep. All right, dear. Have a good night.
Okay, we'll see you at the
Okay.
Tano.
Okay, goodbye. Bye.